Shalom, shalom. This is Billy Brim, and we're lacking a few states today. We're lacking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So if you are from Alaska, Connecticut, Delaware, Idaho, New Hampshire, New Mexico, or West Virginia, I wish you would go online and send us an email or give us a call to let us know you were here. We are blessed to have Ontario, Toronto, Mississauga, and Great Britain on this morning, and also Hawaii. We want to remember Hawaii in our prayers and those volcanoes. I believe that we can ask them to stop, ask that they stop. Now, first of all, though, we have to do what it says in the Word of God. We have to, first of all, lift up those who are in authority. And I want to do that today by thanking God for what happened in Israel this week. The official moving according to our calendar on the date of Israel's birthday, the official moving of our embassy. I saw a column online this morning. It was written by Shmuley Botich, and he wrote the article on the 14th, but before the actual ceremony. So he said, by the time this column is published, the United States will, and this is from the Jerusalem Post, the United States will have moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It has been an incredible few days in Jerusalem leading up to the embassy move. Americans from all over the U.S., of every religion and affiliation, have gathered in Jerusalem for the move. Most of us can scarcely believe this is actually happening. We remember the repeated broken promises of successive American presidents over a quarter of a century to move the embassy, and we're still in shock that this time the promise has been kept. President Donald Trump has electrified the state of Israel with the embassy move. You have to see the excitement on the streets, especially Jerusalem, to understand the depth of gratitude. Flags are flying from every streetlight. Massive signs around the Capitol show the American and Israeli flags intertwined with giant thank yous to President Trump. In the U.S., many Jews have hesitations about the president, but among Israelis and among the American Jews who crossed the Atlantic to be here for the historic opening, he is a hero and the man of the moment. In a single week, President Trump has not only established America's embassy in Israel's eternal capital, but also rid America of the shame of the Iran nuclear deal, which completely overlooked all of Iran's sins. In doing so, he has created the potential for reigning in the rogue regime in Tehran, curbing the ascendance of radical Islamists, and advancing a foreign policy that recognizes evil and holds belligerent government accountable. Simultaneously, Trump has emerged as a great champion of the Jewish people and a protector of Israel. I was in Europe when I watched Trump announce he was stabbing the Iran nuclear deal in the heart and killing it once and for all. Immediately, the condemnations of Trump began, a warmonger, a man who breaks America's promises and commitments. In their hypocrisy, they did not disclose that European companies were the first to run to Tehran to negotiate tens of billions of dollars worth of deals, which they stood to lose because Trump would no longer legitimize or fund a government that called for the annihilation of the Jewish people. The article is on the Jerusalem Post today, and it is longer than that. But I thought that it really said it. And it said how I know the people over there felt. And, of course, I was in contact with Brother Copeland as he sat there. I may post a picture that I shot, took off of him on my blog, as he sat in the stands, and there I saw, of course, John Hagee, who had so much to do with this. I know of a personal time when the president sought John Hagee and asked him, why should I move the embassy to Jerusalem, in a private talk together. And, of course, Brother Hagee was a marvelous one to ask. And he told to the president, something like this, 100 years from now, people won't remember every little thing you did, no more than they remember everything Harry Truman did, but they remember that he was the first nation, caused us to be the first nation to recognize the newborn state of Israel. And 100 years from now, you will be recognized as the man who moved the embassy to Jerusalem. The Bible says, of course, in 1 Timothy 2:1, first of all, then, I'm reading from the Amplified, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life. I want to thank God right now, all of us together. I want us to go up to the Lord and thank Him for what our eyes have beheld, our ears have heard. Oh, Holy Father, You who are high above all, the God of gods, the God of glory, the King of kings, we are so thankful, Father, for this man and that You gave him to us when others all around him are naysayers, when all the nations of the world, most of them, are naysayers. We have someone who stands up for the Bible and with the Bible and with Your will. Oh, God, we are so thankful for Him. We're thankful for Him, and we need Him. If we need Him, You need Him. Oh, Holy Father, we need Him to keep the promises that He's kept, and others, Father, that would benefit our freedoms. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we appreciate the Vice President Pence, and his godly life, and his godly counsel to the president, and his godly standing for the things that the Bible stands for. We're so thankful for this man, Lord, this good man. And Holy Father, we're thankful for their families. We trust that You'll bless Melania and help her, Lord, with the healing of her body, that she'll soon be strong and whole again. Holy Father, we ask for the families of all of our leaders, the blessings of the Lord upon them for the service that they give. Dearest Lord, we lift up others. We lift up Mike Pompeo. We lift up that State Department, and we're thanking You for what You're doing there. We see You. That is a swamp that needs draining, and we see You, Father, helping to drain it, and we trust You for it. Dearest Lamb of God, how thankful that we are for You who came and Poshanamakaya Kalamakanda consummated God's great plan of redemption. We're thankful that as the head of the church, dear Jesus, You have moved upon our church leaders to stand with Israel. We're so thankful, so very thankful. We lift up all of the three branches of our government and the people who sit in them. And I'm asking You, Holy Father, I am asking You to remove the wicked, to remove the wicked ones. If they are truly wicked and will not change, then please remove them. Or if they are wicked and they're going to change, but it's not soon enough, please remove them. I'm bold to ask You. I read in the book this very week where You will remove the wicked from the earth, and I know it. I know there's coming a day when they'll all be gone. The wicked will all be gone from the earth. There will not be a seed. There will not be a sprout. There will not be a stem to bloom and bear fruit. But God, please give it to us now. Please give us what we need to keep these leaders who will go with the Bible in office. How thankful we are, how grateful we are, and how thankful, oh, brasandalemakanya nikobrate. That last paragraph that I read from Shmuley, he was in Europe. I'm going to read it to you again. I was in Europe when I watched Trump announce he was stabbing the Iran nuclear deal in the heart and killing it once and for all. Immediately, the condemnations of Trump began, a warmonger, a man who breaks America's promises and commitments. Yesterday, I saw for the first time since she's returned Rachel Jeffries. And she had been in Norway for several weeks. She had lived in Norway for 2 years, and so she knows the people and loves the people. And she went around to various churches. And in churches in Norway, one of them even a Rhema church, individual people said to her, one of them said, I would never come to America. And she said, why? She said, because of your president. I don't want to be where a man like that is president. And that was the feeling among several of the Christians. Why is this the case? It's because of the press. It's because of that European press, which always champions the Palestinian cause and always puts down the Israeli cause. Now, lots of people have put forth different ideas. Well, maybe we were wrong. Maybe the European Union isn't anything. Yes, it is something, and it is. I don't care who thinks it's Arab states, or that will be the fulfiller of the rising of the old Roman Empire. It is not. It is the European Union, and of course, it did have two legs. And we do see the Arab states' war of attrition taking place in Psalm 83. But that Europe is still the dark continent. Much is happening there. We're so thankful. The woman from Great Britain that I heard on air, we're so thankful, and we're thankful for the pockets of things that are happening. I do believe that, and I've always thought England would somehow get out of it. But we lift up those and believe for a move of God, and there will be. God has mercy before judgment. But we're thankful to God that, and here in the United States, there's a move also that we pray about. I pray about that what's called the shadow government, the deep government, that it will be revealed and the wicked removed that would come against this administration that is moving with the Bible and moving with the hand of God. We're always told in Zechariah that the touchstone is Jerusalem. And we are so thankful to our King of Kings and Lord of Lords and our Father God of all glory and the Spirit of the living God who's moved upon every heart to do so, that we have recognized, first of all, we were the first to, well, of course, God is first, but to side with God in this end time argument, tussle, touchstone of Jerusalem. Read Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14, and you'll see very soon upcoming events, and you'll see what's happening now, how many are bothering themselves with Jerusalem. I look for here in America, I look for a time of great blessing. Guatemala is signing up today. Honduras soon. And those nations that do so shall know blessing. Praise the Lord. We're thankful. I got a rather long email from Ethan Cerrone, who heads up the state side of the project and in Israel, Migdal Arbel. We have scheduled meetings. I am heading to Israel Sunday, this upcoming Sunday. I'll be there a few days before the tour arrives, and I'm going to be there for the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. Last year we had our first Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, and this year we're having our second Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, and I have been asked to be on the board and have accepted that. I'll have a tiny bit to say there. But I am asking that you also cover in prayer everything we're about to do and go over there. Keep it covered. Thank God. Thank God. I thought about it, and I said to my family last night, here's God in these gigantic and wonderful moves in Jerusalem. And then over on the border, you see the devil stirring up those people. But there's a line he can't get past, using women and children. The devil. Of course, Hamas is his instrument. But using the devil, using women and children to go up on that border so the Israelis will, they're not going to let anyone across that border. So the Israelis will respond, and then the world, Europe, and all those who swallow the false, fake press will blame Israel. But praise the Lord. It kind of reminds me that the devil's on the outer perimeters of reality, just throwing fits, having little fits out there. But we're not going to side with him. We're siding with God. We're doing everything we can. We're binding him. I'm trusting that you, wherever you are sitting in your seats of authority over the heavenlies where you are and reigning, and so that there will be peace where you live. I'm so glad for you. Our Authority of the Believer Conference was over the roof, and it's so amazing. We sensed a change in the very atmosphere of Israel, of Tulsa. But I want to read you now from Ethan Cerrone. I have requested meetings with the mayor of Migdal in Israel. I will remind you, on June 11th, I'm going to be meeting with him. On the adjacent day, I'm going to be meeting with our architects. But here's something we need to pray about, and Ethan put it into words. I'm going to read it to you. The Nazareth Council did not 100% approve our plans. They added one final hoop to jump through. We need to pray over this. Since our buses will park on the street, they have asked the city of Migdal to give approval for this, since we are in a residential neighborhood. The mayor of Migdal heads this meeting, and Ronnie Levy is now applying all the pressure he can to have this approval made before you arrive to meet with the mayor on June 11th, so that that meeting will be pleasant. All right, we're going to take that first right now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are asking again for favor, the favor that you promised in the Word of God. Psalm 5:12, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill and favor. Thank you, Father, for the favor. Oh, Holy Father, I know right now that you are granting us favor with that counsel. And then, Father, we're making our move for the building permit. Please help our architects right now as they finalize these plans. And, Father, I'm asking for such favor that everyone will be astonished at how quickly the building permit is through and finished, and we can begin our very real construction. And then I'm going to believe you, Father. I'm going to believe you for fast construction that's going to amaze everybody. I thank you for the monies. We do have the money for this, Father. And I am told that when we have this permit for the whole thing, and when we have it finished, that we will have to pay $575,000 in taxes. Father, I am asking, we have $2.5 million right now. I am asking you, Father, to increase this money so quickly that we'll have everything we need to proceed unstopping with our building. And we're going to need right now, and we do have it, the rest of the architects and engineering fees and the finances for the next 10 months, which is estimated to be $250,000. Dear Father, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you for prospering the people who are our partners. I'm thankful for you for prospering us, Holy Father. You are so good and wondrous and marvelous. I thank you for this. Dearest Holy Father, I thank you for the travel. Oh, I just praise you. I want to tell you guys of a miracle. Ruby Martin has been taking and doing the business of our trips. If you've gone to any Israeli tours, you've talked to her. She's been doing them for 30 years. And her husband is quite a prayer warrior. And the Lord spoke to him that he needs to go on this trip. And she said, all right, so, but I'm not putting your name on the list until the monies are in. And Ben's win without a job. He's a golf pro. And he is excellent at making the grounds for the golf courses. So we're believing for him to get a job right here in Branson, Missouri. We have a, where they're making this a golf mecca. I want you all to agree with us. His name is Ben Martin, that we have open doors, that he'd get a job here and Ruby could move here where she works for us. Now, so one day the staff, we all prayed, and we prayed in the morning that he would that the money would come in for him to go to Israel. We got a telephone call from one of our partners, and that partner felt led to pay for business class tickets for Ruby and Ben on this trip to Israel. In all those 30 years, Ruby has never flown business class to Israel. And I can tell you that's quite a flight to have to sit in the back. I did it at the first, but I don't do it anymore. And I just want to thank God and praise God and share that miracle with you. God's people are generous. And if we just thank God, this prayer that allows us to pray and have a quiet and peaceable life allows people to prosper. We need the prosperity to carry us right on through to the coming of the Lord for everything that all peoples need to do. Lord, we just praise you for every person that's on this line today. I'm asking you to prosper them, Father, financially. I know that they give of their time to pray, and I know that they give of their monies to you, and I thank you, dearest Father, for blessing every one of them and prospering them. You are so good and marvelous. How I do praise you and give you glory forever and ever. And Holy Father, we hover over. We thank you for the trip. We thank you for the peace of each person on that trip. We thank you for their prosperities and their homes and houses being blessed and their families being blessed. We thank you for it, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, and that you will watch over this tour, watch over this tour, and you'll have the watchers, your praying people, watching over us. And we do pray that any plots that the Iranians might have for June will be never come to anything. They'll come to naught. I want to lift up the family of Pastor Gary Dixon. That's Gary and Cheryl from Wisconsin. He did go on to be with the Lord. And my daughter and her husband, Brendan Tony, are going up there to represent us because I'll be on my way to Israel when they have his home going on Sunday. So we lift up that congregation. We thank God for the revival that has already started there. And we're praising the Lord for comforting the hearts of the families. I know that others have gone to be with the Lord. You know that some have gone to be with the Lord. I'm telling you, the God of all comfort, when my husband went to heaven, he put me in a bubble, and it lasted for about 3 years. It was like I breathed rarefied air, walking under constant comfort. And, Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus for Cheryl, for her daughter, her son, all the children and grandchildren. And lift up, dearest Father, I'm going to try to be with you next week on the call. It will be from Israel, and so we'll see how that goes. And if I can't, well, then someone else, of course, will be here. But will you be praying together? And today I'll be with you at noon on our noon prayer. Appreciate you all so very, very much. I cannot tell you what it means to have such a representation going up before the Father, such unity. I know that it counts. I like the way the Amplified Bible. Now, when you're using an Amplified Bible, you have to know how to use it. If something is in brackets, that means that the original Greek or the original Hebrew does not exactly support that word, but the translators thought it would be good. If it is in parentheses, that means that the original Hebrew or Greek does support that, and it's another amplification of the meaning. So I'm going to read the Amplified, and I'm going to leave out the brackets, unless I think that they're particularly helpful to us. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. For such praying, now that is in brackets, so that means that the original Greek of this verse does not support that word praying, but that the translators think that's what is meant. So I'm going to read it like that. For such praying is good and right, and it is pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior. I've always read it from the King James and others that our having a peaceable life is pleasing to God. But I think this is right. For such praying for those in first, in authority, is good and right and pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior. I believe that that's right, that word in bracket. I believe that our praying, first of all, is pleasing to God, and that He then can work through it and keep the conditions that all men can be witness to, and we can move in our earthly ambassadorship and thank God for it. So I'll be saying shalom, shalom until Wednesday noon today.